Supermarket staff threatened, frustrated, fearful and powerless over shoplifters wheeling out goods by the trolley load in some cases. This is the daily experience in some stores around the country. Staff at Countdown supermarkets have been confronted with machetes, knives and in one instance a gun. Disdain from some shoplifters can extend to walking out of the store with a trolley laden with meat and alcohol valued at thousands of dollars. Point Chevalier Countdown in Auckland is a high-risk store, but representative of a nationwide problem. A Point Chevalier resident, whom we're not naming, likens shopping at her local Countdown to running an aggressive and demoralising gauntlet. She's our guest first. Good morning.
Hi.
What have you observed that has so worried you?
Oh, it's just continuous, basically. Probably 50% of the time I go into the shop, which I do admittedly shop very regular. I have four teenagers, so I'm in there a lot. And I would say 50% of the time I see either people doing a runner with product, putting it in the bags, or just walking out, you know, like I say, with trolley loads, with basket loads of meat. Just no regard for the staff. Just walking past going, "You can't touch me." And yelling aggressively, usually. If it's not that, it's people in the store where the security people are trying to get known shoplifters out of the shop, going, "You've been trespassed," and trying to say, "You're not allowed in here," but they're just basically aggressively turning on the staff.
Have you ever witnessed an assault there?
I have, not in relation to theft. A couple of weeks ago, I witnessed an assault where one of the local beggars out front was being asked to move on because she was right in the doorway by one of the staff members, and she chased him in the shop, whacking him with it looked like a colander, and screaming and whacking him, and he was trying to get through a locked door to get safety, but it was kind of a keypad door. And we were all just like, there was obviously a huge ruckus. We were watching, and I'm yelling across, just going, "You need to stop, get out of the shop. This is assault, this is assault." Like, you know, I'm going, she was totally assaulting him.
When it comes to the shoplifting you've witnessed, the brazen shoplifting you've witnessed, what's happened? Have you alerted staff to this or said anything?
Yes, I have. I'm not one shy for coming forward. I saw a guy who, he was drawing attention to himself because he was cursing and mumbling under his breath about Countdown. And then I saw him put probably 10 packs of razors in his bag. And you could clearly see what was going on. I turned to the staff member and went, "There's a guy there, and I guarantee he's about to do a runner." And they're like, "There's nothing we can do." And I went, you know, it's clearly shoplifting for money. It's, you know, you don't need 10 packs of shavers. You know, it's that sort of thing. And the reality is that staff are totally disempowered. Like, they just have no ability to do anything. And, you know, it's really not fair on them. That's who I feel the most sorry for.
What have they said to you when you've raised this?
They're frustrated. They're just like, they can't do anything. We can't do anything. It's continuous. Like, that's the thing, is it's not just the one incident I've seen. They've probably had five incidents before that in that day. That they've had, and they're exhausted. They're you know, broken and exhausted, and they're like, "Yeah, we can't do anything."
Have you seen cases where it clearly looks like theft to order? I mentioned that example earlier. I'm not sure if it's you or someone else who's told us about a trolley full of alcohol and meat, is either priority shopping or potentially theft to order.
Yeah, I've not seen it going out. I have seen one where obviously the staff members, they'd managed to get it back because I saw her putting it away, and I commented on the fact of all the champagne and the trolley that she was actually putting away, and they'd managed to get the trolley off the person. It's like the packets of razors. Nobody needs 10 packets of razors. That's clearly doing it just for the dollar value. It's not about feeding yourself. I understand if you want a loaf of bread, and a packet of ham. I'm so not above that at all. But I, this is to order. They're just taking high dollar value products.
Has it put you off shopping there?
As I said, it feels like I run the gauntlet every time I go through the doors. No, it hasn't put me off shopping because it is my local. I do want to support them. I do regularly, most occasions, actually comment on the staff, to the staff, on how amazing they're doing, because it's just not fair. So I will continue to shop there, but it is a bit of a hair-raising experience at times.
What's your message? We're about to hear from Woolworths Countdown. What's your message to it?
I mean, it's hard. It's supporting the staff. I think they have to be more aggressive. My belief is shut the doors. Shut the doors, make it hard for them to get out. And I know that sounds terrible. I know potentially you run the risk of them as like trapped animals inside the store. But I think very quickly the word will come out is that, one, you can't get in if you're a known shoplifter. Two, it's not easy to get out of the store quickly. So people won't. They'll stop you doing it. There's other companies do that. Costco does it, Kmart does it. You can't get out of Costco. There's two people on the door checking every receipt.
Do you suspect some of this is people coming from other areas and targeting the store? Look, we've heard examples. There's one I still can barely think about, an elderly woman in Dunedin who stole a small can of spaghetti and told people, "I'm so hungry." But when you look at what you're looking at here, does it have a different appearance to it? Does it look like people are coming, essentially helping themselves and then going? They're not even local people.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. There was a change in the area at the moment, so there could be local. There could be targeted going. This is an easy picking store. It's small. It's easy access straight into a car park. So it could be location. So it could be the word is out that this is an easy store to get.
All right.
It's not big. Yeah.
Thank you. Let's go to the company and get their reaction. Thank you very much. Let's say Point Chevalier resident. We've agreed not to name. 9:15 on Nine to Noon. Countdown's parent company is Woolworths New Zealand. Of course, it's currently in the process of rebranding as Woolworths. It's allocated $45 million to a Safer Stores program, which will ultimately see selected staff that each of the 194 outlets wearing body cameras. Jason Stockhill is Director of Stores for Woolworths New Zealand. Good morning. Thanks for your time, Jason.
Morning, Catherine. Thank you for your time.
Look, what's been described here, could you just pick up on how the store is or isn't dealing with this situation?
Yeah, look, it was great listening to the customer, and we get that, to be honest. We have it every day, and it's not just Point Chev, unfortunately. It's across the entire network, and I'm glad you pointed out the safer stores work that we're doing. It's over 45 million. We're trying to make our stores safer for our team and customers. And just hearing from that customer in that local store, like I said, I see it every day, unfortunately, and love to talk more about the types of theft that's happening.
Can you talk more about that? As I mentioned, an elderly pensioner who's starving is one thing, but what we heard recently in an interview on retail theft from a company that's trying to link stores to the police via an app process, was that a high proportion of this, a very high proportion, is repeat, and a significant proportion is theft to order. What do you understand?
Look, we look at it as three types, and we're looking for any extra technology that we actually put into our stores, and we are working with other retail groups as well to see what they're doing, and very close to the retail crime unit, the police retail crime unit. But basically, we see it as three types. The customer described it very well, which is we find it very organized and targeted into stock that could be sold on quickly. And that's your big baskets that are going. It could be branded products, particularly makeup, Panadol, baby powders, meat particularly, because it's easy to get rid of. Then you have a sort of what we call it, not a second tier as such, but these repeat offenders that come in. And they're shopping wide across the store with a number of different product groupings that they're doing, but they all come in numbers. And that actually then goes to a threatening behaviour. So they're threatening the team with about 3, 4, or 5 of them coming in at one time, which makes them very aggressive. And then you've got your steel to knead, which really isn't a significant impact for us. The big stuff is the very organized crime and theft that we're having, and then these general mixed large trolleys with aggressive offenders.
How demoralizing for staff, not only the risk of being presented with weapons, but just having to stand back and watch it go.
Yeah, look, Class of Sale was an essential service through COVID. Everyone rallied around our team. And literally, we've come out of COVID, gone into cost of living crisis, and it is absolutely demoralising for the team. Ourselves, we absolutely believe in the safety of our team, and my key aim is to get our team home safely to their families. And they have to risk assess, and if it's too risky to approach, we won't approach because of the weapon threat. And we've seen it before, and we cannot have any of our team getting harmed by weapons. That's why.
What weapons have been presented, Jason, at your stores?
Oh, you name it and we can say it. So box cutters are a classic. They're easy to conceal. Tire irons. People are spitting. Just last week, we had another spitting incident in one of our stores. You've got machetes being lifted, 9-inch knives, and some of it's concealed. So you don't know what you're going to approach. So you've got to that's why we talk about risk assessing, and our senior team will do the risk assessing before they approach.
What's your plan for safer stores? God forbid we're going to need metal detectors at the entrance. Don't know how we'll get our trolleys in and out. But what is the plan from here? For example, you heard the resident saying, why aren't there people at the doors? Why don't you close the doors and either before someone gets in or when they're trying to get out?
Yeah.
Can you speak to that and also tell us what the plan is?
Yeah, no problem. So we've got over 45 million signed off. We're probably going to hit 48, which is the right thing to do. It's not about the cost. It's about making our stores safer for our team and our customers and community. So we've embarked on initiatives, and we're actually moving through as quickly as we can. So we have what we call push-to-talk radios, which all our key team will wear, security guards, which are covert and overt. So we've got a new guarding format into our stores. We have glass guards, which stops all the break-ins and the ram raids that we get. And then we have even fog cannons. And I couldn't believe the day in all my years of retail would put fog cannons in some of our supermarkets. We have improved CCTV. We have trolley locks, which is actually becoming a game changer for us because it stops the team having to get too close to offenders when they're trying to push trolleys out because they lock automatically. So that's going across most of our fleet. And then we have team safety cameras, as you mentioned earlier, where key members of our team will wear body cameras. And the police have endorsed this, and the actual union have worked very well with us as well, which has been pleasing. And the police endorsed it because it's audio. And when you have the audio, if they get hold of the offenders, they can use the wording as well as part of the evidence.
What about prosecution? Is it ever happening?
Yeah, look, the police have got their own challenges, and we've already been told that they will get to wherever they can within retail crime. It is a challenge for them, as they've already told us, and the prosecution is pretty challenging as well. But like I said, I'm sure the police can comment more on that.
Can you quantify the dollar value of stolen stock?
Look, I can't quantify the dollars. It'd be wrong of me to do that. But as I've been speaking to your producer, it is obviously in the millions because of the increase we've had. But I'll give you some other numbers around the physical assaults. Over the last 6 years, they've gone from 60 to 230. Security incidents have gone from 100 to 780. Theft incidents have gone from around 5,500 to 15,000. And obviously the theft incidents are more stock in one theft rather than just that need base that we would see before COVID.
Thank you, Jason Stockhill, who's Director of Stores for Woolworths New Zealand. 21 minutes past nine, you're listening to 9 to Noon with Catherine Ryan on RNZ National. Keen to hear from you, actually, if you are either a shopper who's worried about what you are seeing or indeed a staff member who's dealing with this. Rudd Hughes is First Union's National Secretary for Retail and Finance. Good morning, Rudd.
Good morning.
Are you dealing with staff at Point Chevalier Countdown?
We have been dealing with staff. We've got an organiser on the ground there who's been working closely with those staff members and has been reporting back to us on what's happening.
What are they telling you?
Well, they're telling us pretty much what the customer said. You know, there's people walking out with trolleys full. That verbal abuse is on the rise there. And if you look at this is so the company has a risk matrix, and it Of it, the 196 stores, 98 are either high or very high. Point share rates is high. And given the amount of crime that's happening there, I wonder what it's like to be very high and what the criteria is that constitutes that. So it's an ongoing problem. We see it as part of, you know, the cost of living crisis. Some of this stuff is being stolen to order, but some of it is around people not being able to afford what's in their trolley because they have to pay so much in rent.
What do you want for your workers? Is the current approach, demoralising as it might be, the best approach, or does more need to happen?
Oh, look, we applaud Countdown on them letting people walk out the door. Closing the door on these people will just put our members and their staff at risk. So, look, they've got to let them walk out the door. You know, confronting them is just going to result in injury and possibly worse. It's not just about the theft. There's also, you know, if you look at some stats from Australia, which are very similar and the same company, in fact, you know, 87% of staff will suffer verbal abuse in a 12-month period. Very few workers have to have that, go to work expecting to be verbally abused. For 72%, that will be regular abuse. 12.5% will be physically abused. 9% spat on. You know, and COVID is still with us, you know, apart from the humiliation of that, there's a disease aspect as well. 17% will suffer some form of sexual abuse from customers. You know, these are horrifying statistics. And, you know, what we would see as being really important would be an increase in the staffing around this. You know, where there's more people, where there's more staff around, This is less likely to happen. One of the things we would like to see or explore with the company is in-house security. It is more expensive than contracting it, but given that they've spent $400 million on a rebranding, I don't think it's going to be that much more expensive. And you know, what are we looking at here? We're looking at the safety of people who were seen as essential workers during the pandemic.
Rudd, if you had in-house security more physically present, are they allowed to intervene, however? Does anyone allowed to stop someone? We've heard about a very high-profile attempted citizen's arrest a while ago on the streets, and the police said, don't do it. So what's the situation, even if you had extra security?
Well, in terms of actually the stuff walking out the door, probably not much, but in terms of our members being safer, I think it would have that kind of presence would have more effect. You've got to remember that Woolworths don't have security guards for the full period of the time that the store is open. What we would like to see is actually security guards being there before the store opens and well after the store opens, so people can be ferried to their cars and make sure there's no problems there. And I mean, you know, Woolworths Countdown is doing some good work around this stuff. But, you know, recently we had an incident in a South Auckland store where a guard was physically attacked, staff were verbally abused, and because it was so prolonged, the police were able to get there. This is really traumatic. And even though it was close to closing time, the company still kept the store open. You know, they sent some staff home who were affected, but they called in others to replace them. Just closed the store. And then what we found out, one of our organisers was dealing with, was one of these women who was on stress leave was told that she needed to toughen up and get back to work because this was part of business as usual. Well, that's not acceptable. And we would like to see more backup for those people who are subject to this kind of, you know, abuse.
I know you represent Foodstuffs Workers as well, which is the other really big supermarket chain, and they are the ones doing this facial recognition trial. Lots of issues that we've covered around that, whether it's misused safety and security purposes, the fact it can be biased in who it identifies, just two of them. But given the situation, does the union have a position on at least trialling this stuff?
We're willing to sit down and have a talk about it, but there's serious issues around privacy, you know, that we would have concerns about.
Thank you. Rudd Hughes is First Union's National Secretary for Retail and Finance.